This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Senior U.S. diplomats urged Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to launch an investigation sought by President Donald Trump into political rival Joe Biden and his son. That's according to text messages released Thursday by U.S. congressional investigators. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Democrats like Eric Swalwell say the messages reveal a shadow shakedown.
Ample evidence now that there was a requirement that President Zelensky investigate the 2016 election and the Bidens if he wanted to get a meeting.
The texts were released after one of the diplomats involved spent 10 hours with House investigators yesterday. In an interview, Republican Mark Meadows says actually hurt the Democrats' impeachment push.
There was definitely no quid pro quo.
The entire affair grew into what one diplomat feared was a crazy swap that risked vital U.S. military aid to Ukraine. Bill Taylor called the link between security assistance, a White House visit, and political investigations his nightmare scenario. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump responded to information released in the text messages on Friday.
The text message that I saw from Ambassador Sondland, who's highly respected, was there's no quid pro quo. He said that. He said, by the way, it almost sounded like in general. He said, by the way, there's no quid pro quo, and there isn't. Now, for Biden, there would be.
Protests erupted across Ecuador again Friday amid discontent over the government's decision to scrap decades-old fuel subsidies. President Lenin Moreno declared a state of emergency Thursday as demonstrators took to the streets. According to the government, at least 275 people were arrested. This is VOA News.